long rain delay. We are ready for baseball here at Hammond Stadium at the Lee Hell Sports Complex in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida. The sky is clear, the field looks great, and we're ready for some Wednesday night baseball. Josh Sperber here on the Threshers Broadcast Network as the Clearwater Threshers look to even up their season record on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Threshers have lost the last four games against Fort Myers, including a three-game set on the other end of the All-Star break. Doesn't get easier, though, for Clearwater. Fort Myers has a magic number of 8, and they are sending big league rehabber lefty Ross Hedrick to the mound as he starts off Starlin Caba with a fastball for ball number 1. Now the 1-0 to Caba. Fouled back, and now the count is 1-1. Caba switch hitting shortstop in his 22nd game with the Clearwater Threshers. 8 RBIs and 12 stolen bases so far for Caba. The 1-1 hammer down the left field line, but it goes foul. And now it's 1-2 as that one reflects off the netting in front of the Fort Myers bullpen, where righty Charlie Soto will begin warming up shortly as he's expected to piggyback off the rehabbing lefty in Brent Hedrick. Now the 1-2, fastball upstairs, and the count is now an even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caba got the start at the leadoff spot yesterday. He was 0-for-5 with a strikeout, ending his 4-game hit streak. He takes another fastball upstairs from Hedrick and now fills up the count at 3-2. Hedrick, a muddy muscle back in 2022. Now sends the payoff in. Caba fouls it back. So two members of the 2022 Fort Myers Mighty Muscles team that made the first round of the Florida State League Division Series, for that was most recently in franchise history, returning as rehabbers in this season, with Kalei Rosario remaining in the 3 spot and DHing. Caba hits a line drive, and that's a base hit out to right field. A 3-2 pitch, and Caba looking to restart his hit streak as he leads off the ball game with a base hit the other way. So, Starlin Caba with a knock to start things off for Clearwater and a dangerous runner on first for the Threshers. Let's take a look at the starting lineup following the leadoff man, Caba. A lot of lefties in this lineup against the lefty Hedrick, and Dante Norrie is one of them. He's hitting second and up at the plate right now. Takes the first pitch fastball low for ball 1. DH Eduardo Tait will hit third. John Spikerman in the cleanup role, and Carson DeMartini batting 5th. Carter Matheson hits 6th. Caden Hediger, the 7th batter. Brady Day, 8th. Cody Shojinaga, 9th. As Norrie takes a curve on the outside edge to even the count at 1-1. Norrie in game number 10 as a pro. 7 RBIs already, including 2 yesterday. He bounces one off the pitcher. Hedrick blocks it with his glove, and no one's going to get there. And everybody's safe on the infield single. A well-struck ball up the middle from Dante Norrie, and Hedrick could not do much but knock it down. And now the Threshers put 2 speedy runners on the bags, with Caba moving to 2nd on the infield hit up the middle. So 2 knocks in the first 2 batters for the Threshers, and we'll take a look at the defense behind Brent Hedrick. At first base is Billy Amick. At second, Jay Thomason. At shortstop, Kyle DeBarge. And Brandon Winokur is over at third. Outfield after this pitch to Tait. First one fouled off, and it's an 0-1 count to the Threshers' designated hitter. In left field for Fort Myers is Byron Churio. And Maddox Houghton next to him in center, with Jamie Ferrer over in right field. So two members of the Mighty Muscles from the last time they were in Clearwater. Towering fly ball out to right center field off the bat of Tait. Coming underneath it is Houghton, who circles under to make the catch for out number 1. Eduardo Tait with 17 RBIs, including a pair yesterday, one yesterday on his 18th birthday, starts off with a fly ball for an out. Now John Spikerman coming up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers, his first chance against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. The third round pick in the MLB draft of the Phillies. Now with 1 out and 2 on, Spikerman coming off of his second career 3-hit game and has reached base in each of his last 4. Half swings enough, and he goes around on the changeup. 0-1 is the count. Spikerman average up to 250 after a 5-for-15 series at home against Tampa in four games, finishing things off going 3-for-5 with two runs scored. He takes a fastball outside. Now it's a 1-1 count for the switch-hitting outfielder. He played typically center field at Oklahoma, but has switched between center and right as a thresher. With his talent, he can play anywhere in the outfield. Fastball taken for a strike inside edge, and it's 1-2 to Spikerman. Part of the first crop of Threshers draftees that was called up to the team on the 1st of August. Same day they did last year. The last year it was two draftees. This year it was four. 2-2 now as the breaking ball missing outside. I think that has something to do with the fact that the complex league season had been finished by the time Spikerman was called up to the Threshers. He was joined by Carson DeMartini as well as Brady Day in that round of call-ups. Spikerman fouls off a fastball. Now the count is going to remain even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter Matheson was the other member of the four called up back on August the 1st. Threshers have since added plenty of more draft picks, a lot of which you'll get to see tonight. Spikerman takes this the other way. It's picked up by the second baseman, Thomas. It only plays at first, and Spikerman is thrown out as the catch is made by Amick. Caba moves to third, Nori to second. So productive ground out, but there are two gone now in inning number one, and that'll bring up Carson DeMartini. As I mentioned, he was also part of that inaugural call-up of Phillies draft picks back on August the 1st. Hitting .318 so far in his pro career with 2 homers and 5 RBIs. First pitch fouled off, and the fastball lands next to the dirt track behind home plate. It's an 0-1 count. DeMartini playing in his 18th game as a professional. 0-1 the count to DeMartini. Here's the pitch. Hard line drive, but right at the first baseman. And Billy Amick makes the catch. And DeMartini lines out to leave two runners stranded in the first inning. First two batters get a knock for the Threshers. Next three are retired. So no runs, two hits, two runs left over without an error in the top of the first inning. And now it's Fort Myers' turn as they grab the bats when we return. Bottom of the first next, and the first career start of Sam Highfield.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Big Hair Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Sam Highfill out for his first career start. Highfill was a longtime starter at NC State. And after a relief appearance on the 22nd against Dunedin, he is into the starting rotation in this series in Fort Myers. A tough outing for him. An inning and a third, three hits and four runs with 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. All 4 of his pro outs have been recorded via the punch out as he starts off Kyle DeBarge with a fastball for a called strike one. Highfield, the first NC State player to pitch in multiple College World Series over different years in 2021 and then most recently in 2024 as he gets DeBarge to swing and miss for an 0-2 count. Third team All-ACC in 2024 after a four-year career with the NC State Wolfpack. 0-2. High fly ball, foul ball down the right field line. Count is still 0-2. After his solid performance in 2021, he actually received the key to the city of his hometown of Apex. North Carolina native stayed home for his collegiate career and is beloved in his hometown. 0-2 the pitch, just got a piece of it, did DeBarge, and the count remains nothing and two. Highfield also hit a couple of times. Only 9 at-bats in 2022 and 2021, so his first two seasons with the Wolfpack. Career 4-for-9 in his short 10 stint as a two-way player. DeBarge hits a high fly ball out to right field, and underneath it is John Spikerman. He reaches up for the grab and out number one in the bottom of the first inning. So one gone as DeBarge is down on the fly ball. Leadoff man retired for out number one. And now Brandon Winokur, the walk-off hero in last night's game for Fort Myers. With Highfill getting back to the mound, we'll set the lineup for Fort Myers. Kalei Rosario rehabbing here in Fort Myers from AA Wichita is hitting third as the designated hitter on deck. First pitch to Winokur is a fastball outside. 1-0 the count to the Mighty Muscles third baseman. Billy Amick, fresh off a College World Series win, hitting Klima as first base. Hadeem Jow doing the catching, batting fifth. Jaime Ferrer hitting sixth. Jay Thomason batting seventh as Winokur takes a slider for a called strike, evening the count at 1-1. After Ferrer is Jay Thomason in the seventh spot. Maddox Houghton hits eighth. Byron Churio, the nine hitter for the Mighty Muscles. 1-1 the count to Winokur. Tied Fort Myers' season high in home runs with his 13th long ball last night, equaling the mark set by Rubel Cespedes just last year as he takes a breaking ball outside to make it 2-1. Two others in Fort Myers' history, in Mighty Muscles' history, I should say, had 13 home runs. Lewin Diaz in 2019, Xander Wheel in 2017. And it's a 3-1 count to Winokur now. Winokur hits a high fly ball out to left. Matheson drags himself underneath it, reaches up to make the grab for out number two. And since two outfielders have made the two flyouts so far in the first inning, after out number two with Kalei Rosario coming up to the plate, we'll take a look at the Threshers defense. Starting with the outfield, Carter Matheson just made the catch in left to get Winokur on the fly ball. Dante Norrie is in center, and John Spikerman in right after catching the first out on a fly ball from Kyle DeBarge. Rosario takes a breaking ball outside, and it's a 1-0 count as the pitch misses from Highfill. The infield for Clearwater, Cody Shojinaga's at first base, Brady Day at second, Starlin Cobb is at short, and Carson DeMartini is playing third. 1-0-2 Rosario, fastball down the pipe, count evens at 1-1. Caden Hediger doing the catching for Sam Highfill in his first professional start. One ball, one strikes the count, two gone, bases clear as Highfill rocks and deals. Fastball in for a strike, and that makes the count 1-2. Kalei Rosario, who was the previous home run leader in the Mighty Muscles era, he hit 12 long balls for Fort Myers in 2022. He had two homers last night in his first game rehabbing with Fort Myers. First time he has played with the Mighty Muscles since 2022. 1-2. Outside on the slider, and now the count evens at 2-2. Kalei Rosario began his pro career in 2021 in the Complex League. Then in 22, he was with Fort Myers, last year with Cedar Rapids. This year, aside from the rehab assignment, he has spent all of his games in AA Wichita. Takes the breaking ball in the dirt, and the count fills up at 3-2. Charlie Soto is warming up in the Fort Myers pen as he is expected to replace Hedrick in the second inning. Three balls, two strikes. Highfill rocks and deals the payoff. Fastball fouled back, and we stay full at 3-2. Scoreless so far after the Threshers stranded two runners in the top of the first inning. Pair of flyouts leading us to this full count on Kalei Rosario. Parked two home runs on the berm out in left field where Brandon Winokur's walk-off shot went as well. 3-2 again from Highfield. He winds, kicks, and fires. Payoff pitch, hammered high and deep out to right field. Spikerman sprinting back towards the corner into the Threshers' bullpen and out of play. And a long foul ball from Kalugi Rosario. Spikerman made a nice run as he gives the ball to some of the Threshers' pitchers out in the right field bullpen. And it was in that bullpen where the Threshers began their celebration last year. June 10th, 2023, at this very stadium, the Clearwater Threshers became the first team in last year's minor league season to clinch a playoff spot. They have a playoff spot again and are now facing a potential first-round opponent. Rosario takes a fastball upstairs, and that's ball number four. So Fort Myers has their first base runner of the ball game on a two-out walk to their designated hitter, Kalei Rosario. So two gone and a man on first now, Billy Amick, coming up to the plate, fresh off of a College World Series winning season with the Vols at the University of Tennessee. And he's adjusted pretty well to pro baseball so far. 786 OPS with three homers and nine RBIs for Fort Myers in his first 17 professional games. Pickoff attempt at first base not in time as Rosario back in safely underneath the tag from Shoji Naga. Rosario has all three of his stolen bases in 2024 in his 52 games that he's played with the Wichita Wind Surge as Amick takes a fastball for a strike. It's an 0-1 count. So Rosario, a stealing threat. We'll see how aggressive he gets with two outs already in the bottom of the first inning. So an 0-1 count to Amick, and now Highfield rocks and deals. Swing and a miss. Hefty hack at an upstairs fastball, and it's nothing in two. And I think Highfield found the pitch that Amick is looking for. Amick playing at first base tonight in his second game of the series and against the Threshers. Last night, Amick and Rosario went back-to-back in the third inning. Amick's a solo shot. That was his only hit of the night as he went 1-for-3 with a walk coming in the eighth inning. 0-2 just missing outside, and the count's 1-2. Really close call on the former Volunteer. So now Highfield on the hill. And it's a 1-2 count to Billy Amick. Rosario remains with a short lead off of first. 1-2, curveball just missing inside. Count evens up at two balls and two strikes to Billy Amick. Short lead off of first resumes for Rosario. Shoji Naga with his heel on the first base bag watching the runner. 2-2 the count as Highfield deals. Right down the pipe, and it's a called strike three. 91 on the fastball, and Sam Highfield, who struck out four in his first relief outing, gets his first K of the day, ending inning number one. Fort Myers get a base runner on a two-out walk, but no runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left aboard. Scoreless for both teams in the first inning. Now we head to the top of the second.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Tabs and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baker Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at freshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark.
Brent Hedrick back on for the second after allowing hits to the first two batters. Now he sends ball one to Carter Matheson. Kaba and Norrie singled to lead off the first for the Threshers. Matheson swings and misses at a slider to even the count at 1-1. After those two hits, no one else reached base for Clearwater, and Hedrick remained scoreless in his first rehab outing. Matheson skinnies up on an inside fastball, 2-1 the count to the Threshers' fifth-round pick out of the University of Indiana. The 2-1, breaking ball low, but it catches the zone for a called strike. Two balls and two strikes, the count now to Matheson. Scoreless game here in the top of the second inning. Matheson awaits the pitch, slider low and in, and the count fills up. Carter played every single game at the University of Indiana possible. Every single game since he joined the program in 2022. Payoff pitch, up and in. I'm not sure if that's a hit or ball four, but Carter Matheson will end up on first base regardless. Think it's a hit by pitch. As that one up and in, it might have got him on the hands ever so slightly. Doesn't matter how you slice it, Matheson leads off on first. Is a hit by pitch. Hard to tell from up here if that one got him, but Matheson shakes it off. He's all right, and now reach base in six straight games. In the six games that he has now played for the Threshers. Caden Hediger takes the first pitch for ball one. As Matheson takes a short lead off of first, he has one steal in his lone attempt. 1-0 the pitch, breaking ball settles in for a strike, count evens at 1-1. Caden Hediger, switch hitter batting lefty, batting righty against the lefty Hedrick, 20 years old, drafted 11th round of last year's draft. Swings and misses in the curveball, now it's 1-2. Hediger did not play yesterday, he was 2-for-12 in four games, keeping his on-base streak though at 11 consecutive spanning over the last three series. 9 for his last 35 with 2 homers and 7 RBIs for Caden Hediger. 1-2 now as Matheson leads briefly off of first. The 1-2. Fastball up and away. And the count evens at 2-2 to Caden Hediger. He's a catcher by trade, but he's been used at first base quite a bit this season, with the Threshers really only having one natural first baseman on their roster, and it was Keaton Anthony, who was called up in June shortly after the Threshers won the first half. Fastball misses for a ball. Carter Matheson slides in underneath the tag, and it's a stolen base, second of Carter's career. Counts full to Hediger, and now he's got a man in scoring position to work with. Two steals and two attempts now for Carter Matheson after 5-60 games at IU in his final collegiate season. And now Matheson is in scoring position with Hediger facing a 3-2 count. Nobody out and a man on second. Hedrick fires home. Fastball outside, and that is ball four as the first two batters reach for the Threshers for the second consecutive inning. That will bring up Brady Day. And Day will get a lefty shift, with Thomason shifting closer to first base. DeBarge pinched up the middle for watching for the double play ball and making sure that the speedy Matheson stays on second base. Nobody out, two aboard. Deja vu all over again. Back to the first inning as Day takes a fastball for a called strike. Brady failed to reach last night for the first time in 11 games, going 0-for-5 after a 4-for-18 series with 3 walks, extended his 11-game on-base streak. Now he's down 0-2 as he takes a slider outside. In a 7-game hit streak at the beginning of his career, starting after his on-base streak began on August 10th. 0-2 the pitch, popped up high in the air, out to shallow left center field. Sprinting in is Houghton. He comes in, crosses over Churio, and makes the catch for out number one. Long run to grab that for Maddox Houghton. And there's one gone here in the top of the second inning. Scoreless so far, Threshers have 2 hits, and they also have 2 base runners aboard, and that should be Brian Meyer, which means Charlie Soto won't be starting his day with Fort Myers until the third inning at least. It looks like there's a lefty that was warming in the Mighty Muscles bullpen. And Brent Hedrick's day is done after an inning and a third. He allowed two hits, is on the hook for two runs. If Matheson or Hediger score, it would be charged to Hedrick, and he'd be in line for the loss. He walked one batter without striking out any. So an incomplete line for Hedrick, and we'll tell you who replaces him when we return.
Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-priced drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-priced drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Another lefty coming in for Fort Myers. Charlie Soto was scheduled to be the piggyback, but when they're rehabbers, starters won't begin until they can start on a full inning. There's one out and two aboard, and Kleber Maldonado is on the hill now for Fort Myers. Starts off Cody Shojinaga with a called strike one. 0 on the count to Cody, the ninth hitter for the Threshers tonight, entering today's game with two aboard and one out in the second inning. Maldonado rocks and fires. Fastball weakly grounded back to the pitcher's mound. Only plays at first base. A high throw, but Amick stays on the bag as both runners advance on the ground out. 1-3 goes Shojinaga, and there are two down in the second inning to turn over the Threshers lineup card for the first time today. That will bring up Starlin Caba, who singled, made it to third base in the first inning, but did not score a run. With a speed on the base pass, likely two will score if he singles again. Still scoreless, though, here in the top of the second. Two gone, runners on second and third. Caba takes a fastball upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count. Starlin Caba, 5'10", from Bonao in the Dominican Republic, signed in January of 2023. And rocketed up the Phillies' list of top prospects. 1-0 to Caba, hit high in the air, deep out to right field. Ferrer goes back on the warning track, jumping up, and he makes a great catch at the wall. And once again, the next three are retired after the first two reach base for the Clearwater Threshers. Not for lack of trying, though. That ball was crushed by Starlin Caba. Must have gone around 300 feet as it was caught on the track by Ferrer, but Threshers failed to get a hit or a run and leave two aboard for the second straight frame as we're scoreless heading into the bottom of the second inning.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Sam Highfield back out for the second. The first pitch is driven into left field for extra bases. Hadeem Joy rounds first and heads for second as Matheson picks it up at the wall. And it's a stand-up double for the Twins' third rounder, Hadeem Joy. Great start to the series for the Fort Myers backstop as that is his fourth hit and second double. Zhao is 4-for-6 so far in a game and an inning. You're in the top of the second as he gets the Muscles' first hit with a leadoff two-bagger. So man on second with nobody out. Now Jaime Ferrer is at the dish for Fort Myers. First hit of the day for Fort Myers. Threshers still without an extra base hit in tonight's contest. Stepping off is Highfield. He'll get back to it. Actually, the Threshers only have one extra base hit in the series. Raider Tello hit a double in the sixth last night. First pitch to Ferrer, cut on and missed as Jaime chases the high fastball, and it's an 0-1 count on the whiff. Zhao, decent speed for a catcher. He's on second base, being watched by Day, but he's unlikely to try and take third. Nothing and one is the count to Ferrer as Highfield rocks and deals. Fastball in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. And he is not messing around with a man on board, is Highfield. An 0-2 count now to Ferrer. Highfield looks back at second, fires it home, wave and a whiff, strike three. Breaking ball on the inside corner, and Ferrer goes down on three straight pitches as Highfield has his second punch out of the evening. One gone now, and Jay Thomason will come up to the plate. Second baseman after he started at first last night. Two walks, but an 0-for-3 evening in the walk-off 10-inning victory for the Mighty Muscles. First pitch to Thomason. Breaking ball in for a strike outside corner, and it's an 0-1 count. Thomason playing his 16th game with Fort Myers, hitting .220 with two homers and seven RBIs. It's an 0-1 now to Thomason. And now the pitch. Popped up high in the air and foul down the left field line, 0-2. And that's five straight strikes from Highfield following the leadoff double on pitch number one of the second inning. That has Hadeem Zhao on second base, being watched by Starlin Caba over at short. He's pinched up the middle with the lefty Thomason at the dish. Now the 0-2. Slow roller over to second base, picked up by Day. Covering is the pitcher, but it's Shoji Naga there to make the grab on the ground out. There are two away now as Zhao moves to third base. So the Mighty Muscles have the game's potential first run, 90 feet from home plate. Zhao's on third, and Maddox Houghton coming up to the plate for Fort Myers. One of three players in today's starting lineup that have seen the Threshers in multiple different series on the season. Houghton playing 81 games, and he also saw the Threshers quite a bit last year as he slices a fastball foul, 0-1 the count, as that one smacks the concrete of the concourse. Houghton has three homers and 33 RBIs so far, hitting .258, and this is his 81st game with the Muscles this season. He played more of a reserve role last year, but still factored into many series, playing primarily in center and right. Fastball up to Houghton now, and it's a 1-1 count, and that's actually the first pitch this inning that has missed the zone from Sam Highfield. 32 pitches, 22 for strikes in an inning and two-thirds. 1-1 the count to Houghton now, the pitch. Fastball just catching the outside corner, and it's 1-2 to Houghton, who will now take a timeout. He had four homers last year, three this year, and he's got an OPS of 7.08. One ball, two strikes the count, two gone and a man on third as Highfill tries to get out of a jam caused by the Jow leadoff double. One ball, two strikes the count. Here's the pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Sam Highfill climbs the ladder and bookends the second inning with a pair of strikeouts. He's got three on the day. And after the Muscles get the first extra base hit of the game, they leave a man stranded. Great pitching so far in this one as Sam Highfill has thrown two shutout frames with three strikeouts. We're scoreless heading into the second.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off nine innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like? I do, but
after two-thirds of an inning of Kleber Maldonado, Charlie Soto puts us back on regularly scheduled programming as he was initially tonight's projected starter before Brent Hedrick was assigned here to Fort Myers on a rehab assignment from AAA St. Paul. Charlie Soto now on the hill leading off the top of the third as Norrie pokes it the other way, but it goes foul off the netting next to Fort Myers' bullpen. 0-2 now the count to Norrie in a scoreless top of the third inning. Charlie Soto with a mid-90s fastball, averaging around 95 to 96 miles an hour. Into the ballgame now for Fort Myers. Another guy who has been here pretty much since opening day. And that's a swing and a miss to Norrie. And Soto starts off the third with a 1-2-3 strikeout. Charlie Soto in his 20th appearance, he is 1-for-5 in his first year as a pro. Now 67 innings, an ERA of 4.86, 25 walks, and 78 strikeouts. First pitch in for a strike to Taillet, who flied out to center back in the first inning. So Norrie's K marks the first time the leadoff man has not reached for Clearwater. 0-1 to Taillet, and the breaking ball misses low and outside. Count evens at 1-1. The pitching lines for the Mighty Muscles, Brent Hedrick leaves with a shutout, an inning and a third, two hits and a walk as well. Taillet, a half swing, and it's 1-2. Kleber Maldonado had a pretty clean line. No runs allowed, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts in two-thirds of that second inning. Now it's a 1-2 count to Taillet, who has been excellent for the Threshers, as good as advertised for the Phillies' number 5 prospect, moving up 3 spots in the MLB.com rankings re-released after the draft. Fouls off the breaking ball, and it's 1-2 now to Taillet, hitting .241 with 5 homers and 18 RBIs. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Good-looking slider there from Soto, and he has punched out the first two Threshers here in the third inning, keeping this game scoreless with two gone in inning number three. That'll bring up John Spikerman, who grounded out to second in his last at-bat. With two gone here in the inning. First pitch, Spikerman, the switch hitter hitting left, takes a fastball outside at 96 for ball number one. He grounded out to second back in the first inning. Spikerman playing his 15th game with Clearwater, two RBIs and a 250 average. 2-0 now as the breaker misses low and away. Spikerman, third round pick out of Oklahoma. Part of that initial crop of Phillies draftees that came to Clearwater on August 1st. 2-0 now. 3-0 as the breaking ball misses outside. Spikerman, 21 years old. He had an average of over 500 in his final high school season before he committed to Oklahoma and started all 3 years he was a Sooner. 3-0 the pitch, straight take, and that is low for ball number four. Second walk of the game issued by Fort Myers is Spikerman. Extends the third inning with a two-out walk. And Spikerman has now reached base in five straight games. He's 5 for his last 16, now with 3 walks in his 5-game on-base streak since August the 20th. Now Carson DeMartini up to the plate for the Threshers. Had a sharp line drive out to third as the fastball misses wildly, but it's gloved by Zhao, 1-0. DeMartini, a hard liner down that first base line, but Billy Amick was hugging that line, and he was able to make the play easily and end the first inning instead of allowing what would have been 2 runs with Nori and Caba on the bags at the time of the lineup. 6 straight misses from Soto after 2 dominating strikeouts to lead off the third inning. Spikerman's on first base following the 4-pitch walk, and Carson DeMartini is facing a 2-0 count. Still scoreless here in the top of the third, 2-0 the pitch, and the fastball misses outside and low. Again, it's a 3-0 count. DeMartini started as a shortstop with the Hokies, their ACC-era home run leader with 46 in his 3 years at Virginia Tech. 3-0 the count now. Spikerman has stayed pat at first base, being watched by Amick. 3-0, it's low, and back-to-back 4-pitch walks put a man in scoring position as Spikerman moves to second on the free pass. That's the third walk allowed by Fort Myers, second in this inning from Soto, and unsurprisingly, out comes Richard Salazar, the second-year pitching coach in his 7th year with the Twins organization. Now, because of the delay, we're well underway in the rest of the Phillies system, though 2 of their games are delayed as we take a look at the scoreboard on the Phillies farm. In Somerset, the Fightin' Phils have a date with Anthony Rizzo leading off the bottom of the 5th, rehabbing for the Patriots, currently tied at 2 with game delayed at the start of the bottom of the 5th inning. And Lehigh Valley also has a delay. It's in the top of the 5th against the Syracuse Mets. 2-1 the score there with the Iron Pigs out in front. And in Shoretown, a huge series for the Blue Claws. They're 2 games out of a playoff spot, and they're playing the team they need to beat in the Hudson Valley Renegades. 2-0 Jersey Shore, top of the 7th inning in Shoretown with Charles King on the mound for the Blue Claws. Now Carter Matheson up at the plate with 2 aboard on back-to-back 4-pitch walks as Soto deals. Oh, that can't feel good. Got him in the back right heel. And now the bases are loaded as Soto continues to look wild following his 2 strikeouts. Matheson has now been hit by a pitch in each of his first 2 at-bats. He stole a base in the 2nd, but with the bases loaded here, I don't think he's going to go. Matheson's on first. DeMartini's on 2nd. Spikerman is on 3rd. Bases loaded, 2 outs. And Caden Hediger is at the dish hitting lefty for the first time this game. First pitch to Caden is the first strike since the 2nd batter of the inning. Eduardo Taillé struck out swinging in the third. Since then, two four-pitch walks, nip by pitch. Now we have an 0-1 count to Caden Hettiger, who drew the first walk of the game back in the second inning. And the breaking ball misses outside. It's 1-1. Hettiger owns the longest on-base streak by a Thresher this season. 20 consecutive games reaching base for him in May and June. And now he is on a 12-game on-base streak. 1-1. Breaking ball missing up and away, and it's 2-1 with nowhere to put Caden. Two outs here in the inning. Two balls, one strike is the count. Bases are loaded here in a scoreless top of the third. Soto, with seven on the pitch clock, sets himself from the stretch and deals. 2-1, outside and low, now hits 3-1. And we could have an RBI walk to start off the scoring in this ball game. Still scoreless for now, but a 3-1 count to Hettiger with the bases full of Threshers. Matheson on first, DeMartini on second, Spikerman on third, and two gone here in the top of the third inning. Soto deals. Fastball popped up high in the air, towering foul towards the left field line, and it bounces on the dirt before finding a purple glove. Full count to Hettiger, and the runners will be off on the 3-2 pitch. Potential for a pretty epic hit and run with two outs in the third inning. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded. Scoreless so far, and that is on the cusp of changing. 3-2 now to Hettiger. Soto deals. Runners move. Hettiger hits a line drive out to right field. Ferrer towards the line. He's not going to get there. One run scores. Two run score. Now rounding third is Spikerman. He's coming around, and he will score. It's a bases-clearing single, but Hettiger is thrown out at second base after the three-run score for Clearwater. Still a 3-0 lead for the Threshers, but Hettiger thrown out on a great relay by Fort Myers. All three runs score, so Clearwater ends up without a man left in the inning. Matheson, DeMartini, Spikerman score, and Hettiger gets three RBIs. Threshers lead at 3-0 heading in to inning number three, the bottom half.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baker Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Watch me now!
So only two runs score on the single, as I guess it was ruled that the relay got Hettiger out at second base before Matheson came around third to score. Relay went 9-6, And we'll see how crucial that that saved run turns as this game develops. But for the moment, the Threshers have the lead. It is 2-0. Caden Hediger drove in two runs, his ninth during his 12-game hit streak, ninth RBI, I should say. And it's an 0-2 count to Byron Churio starting off the bottom of the third. Now it's 1-2 to Churio in his first at-bat of the game. He typically hits towards the leadoff spot, but a lot of things have to reshuffle when you add draft picks, as, well, every team in the minor leagues has done to this point. 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Sam Highfill sends a fastball by Churio. And that is strike three. Back-to-back punchies. And since the Mighty Muscles got their first hit of the game, Highfill has faced four batters, retired all of them, and struck out three of the four. So one gone as Highfill completes his first trip around the Muscles order with four Ks. Starting off, Kyle DeBarge with a fastball that he fouls back to make it 0-1. 2-0 the lead for the Threshers, out hitting Fort Myers 3-1. 0-1 pitch. Sliced backwards and foul over the netting and onto the concourse. It's 0-2. So it's still an 0-2 count as Highfill has been completely dominating the strike zone so far. He's about to throw pitch number 41. His first 40 pitches, over almost 75% of them have been thrown for strikes. 29 strikes on now 41 pitches as the fastball misses up to DeBarge to make it a 1-2 count. One gone and the base is clear here in the top of the third inning as Highfill gets set to go. He looks in for the sign, one on the pitch clock, and in the nick of time, he fires home. Hard ground ball to second from DeBarge. Right today, though, he scoops it up, sends it to first for out number two. So two quick ones from Sam Highfill. As we just got word that Redding and Somerset have been suspended before the bottom of the fifth inning. It was 2-2 at the time of suspension, with Anthony Rizzo set to lead things off for the Patriots. Doubleheader tomorrow for the Fightin' Phils. Two gone for Brandon Winokur. Fastball in for a strike. Now it's 0-1. He flied out to left field. A far cry from where he hit his 13th homer of the season. Breaking ball low, and it is a 1-1 count. One ball, one strike, two outs. Threshers lead by two runs. The 1-1 pitch. Winokur slices this one foul, and that might have been the closest foul ball to me just yet. That ball landed maybe a foot underneath the closed windows next to me in this rather large visiting booth here at Hammond Stadium. And I, again, reassert that I need to get a baseball glove. For donations, just find me and hand me cash. 1-2. Weak grounder down to third baseline, and that's going to be an infield hit for Brandon Winokur. Not much you can do about that one, as that ball just kind of topped over off the end of Winokur's bat. And by the time DeMartini got there, Winokur was already on first base. So two gone and now a man aboard as Brandon Winokur nubs the second hit for the Mighty Muscles down the third base line for an infield knock. Two hits to three in favor of the Threshers. Now Kalei Rosario coming up to the plate with a walk at his name already. Winokur is back in first base safely, sliding head first underneath the tag of Shoji Naga on the pickoff attempt. He has 22 steals in 28 attempts in his first full season as a pro after beginning last year in the Complex League following his third-round draft selection by the Twins. Now Kalei Rosario up to the plate facing an 0-1 count. He was a fifth-round pick in 2020. Also from Hilo, Hawaii, like Devin Saltabon. 0-1, broken bat, single up the middle. Day will sprint to second base, and he gets the out as Whitaker is down on the unassisted fielder's choice. So Kala'i Rosario sends a fielder's choice ball to second base, unassisted, and it ends inning number three. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left. The Threshers have a 2-0 lead as we head to inning number four.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark.
Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
0-1 count to Brady Day, starting off the top of the fourth inning. Threshers with a 2-0 lead as Day sends a liner foul into the seats on the left field side. 0-2 the count to the former Kansas State Wildcat, picked in the 10th round of the MLB draft in 2024 by the Philadelphia Phillies. 0-2 the count to Day now. He'll be followed by Shoji Naga and Kaba here in the fourth. He takes a breaking ball low and in. 1-2. Now the count to Day. He flied out to center in his last at-bat and is 0-1. Now in a 1-2 count against Soto, who winds, kicks, and fires. Fastball hit on the ground towards second. Thomason picks it up, fires to first in time for out number one. Second base on second base violence as Thomason, the second baseman for Fort Myers, throws out Day, the second baseman for the Threshers. Out number one here in the top of the fourth inning. Now Cody Shoji Naga comes up to the plate, one of three Hawaiian natives on the two teams' rosters here in the final road series for the Clearwater Threshers. First pitch, Shoji Naga takes a breaking ball inside. It's a 1-0 count. Saltaban, Devin Saltaban, the other Hawaiian, but he is not in the lineup tonight for the Threshers. Kala'i Rosario and Cody Shoji Naga both hail from the Hawaiian Islands. 2-0 the count to Shoji, who bounced out to the pitcher back in the second inning. 2-0. Inside on the fastball, and it's 3-0. And once again, Soto struggling with his command. He had two strikeouts to start off the game in the third inning. Then back-to-back four-pitch walks, nipped by pitch, led to a two-run scoring single by Caden Hediger. 2-0. Breaking ball inside, and that is ball four. I guess I misread the scoreboard. Third walk allowed by Charlie Soto. And there are now all three walks allowed by Soto have been on four pitches. That'll bring up Starlin Kaba, who's 1-for-2. Shoji Naga with good speed over at first. First pitch to Kaba, he pulls back the bunt, curveball in for a strike anyway. On the outside edge, 0-1 to Kaba. Inching off of first base is Shoji Naga, and the 0-1, fastball misses outside, now it's 1-1. Yep. So Cabo went for two on the day, singled in the first inning, and was very close to driving in multiple runs in the second, but he had a sharp line drive down the right field line. Now he has a line drive into right field on the ground for a base hit. Shoji Naga sprinting around second base. He'll stand up at third, and Kaba thought about trying for two, but he stays at first base with a one-out single. Two for three on the day is Starlin Kaba. Threshers now have men on the corners with one out. Shoji Naga on third base, and Starlin Kaba 12 for 16 in stolen base tries as a Thresher after leading the Florida State or the Florida Complex League with 37 steals in 52 games at the beginning of the year. Kaba's got his fourth multi-hit game as a Thresher, now taking the lead off of first with Dante Norrie at the dish. He is one for two as well. Struck out in the third inning, though, in his first at-bat against Charlie Soto. Two on, one out. And Soto wheels and fires. Kaba is a guy you're going to have to check on a lot over at first base, because if you blink, he might have already stolen second. It's a real possibility. Kaba's leading off of first. Shoji Naga's on third. First pitch to Norrie, misses outside. It's a 1-0 count. And Dante Norrie has had a long list of experiences that many wait a lifetime for already. His father, Micah, is an NBA assistant coach currently with the Minnesota Timberwolves. So Norrie got to meet all of his favorite basketball players via his father growing up as a kid as he fouls off fastball 2-1. Actually got to see a couple of photos. One was Dante and his family with Kevin Durant. He had his siblings with him in a picture with Russell Westbrook. And, I mean, just about all, like, think of all the NBA stars the last couple of years. Norrie's probably met him. He takes a breaking ball inside. Now the count goes to 3-1. And it's actually a called strike, 2-2. And Norrie does get a lot of his baseball tutelage from Kyle Schwarber, who his grandfather Fred helped recruit to Indiana when he was an assistant back when Kyle was in his college days. 2-2, curveball missing outside. Sorry, 3-2, curveball missing outside. And that's ball four. The fourth walk surrendered by Charlie Soto. This one loads the bases. Kaba to second, Shoji Naga on third, and Dante Norrie back on first base. So the bases loaded for Eduardo Taí. And looking at this Threshers lineup, I can confidently say this is probably the last guy Fort Myers wants up right now. Five homers, 18 RBIs in just 24 games, this being the 24th for Taí. He's 0-2 today, and now in an 0-1 count as he takes a fastball for a strike. Taí had six home runs in about 50 games in the Complex League as he pops up a breaking ball foul and out of play to make it an 0-2 count. His next home run will tie his season high in homers. Now, he probably won't get to 49 RBIs, the Complex leading number. Matt Taí had nine clear of any other Florida Complex leaguer this season when he was called up to the Threshers on July the 23rd. Now the 0-2. Another high fly ball, this one tailing foul down the left field line and just past the Fort Myers bullpen, keeping the count at 0-2. Threshers have a righty up in their bullpen. Fort Myers' pen is clear. I believe that's Reese Dutton, but given that he is very new to the team, I'm not 100% sure. Swing and a miss by Tait, and a good breaking ball by Soto gets a much-needed out number two for Fort Myers. Back-to-back punch-outs to Tait, and now they're two-way for Carson DeMartini. For John Spikerman. Bases loaded, two outs. Norrie, Kaba, Shoji Naga from first to third. Spikerman 0-1 with a walk and a run. He takes a breaking ball at the knees for a called strike. Now it's an 0-1 count. Spikerman was the first of now three four-pitch walks issued by Charlie Soto Him and DeMartini walked in back-to-back at-bats in the third inning. And Shoji Naga had a four-pitch walk with one out in the fourth. Now it's 0-2, though, to Spikerman as he fouls off a cutter. And the runners leaving on contact will return to their bases. Back to first goes Nori. Back to second goes Kaba. Back to third goes Shoji Naga. 0-2 to Spikerman. Two gone. 2-0 lead for the Threshers here in the top of the fourth inning. Looking to add some more runs is Spikerman as a straight take on a fastball that misses outside. Makes it 1-2. Former Oklahoma Sooner in a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Soto deals. Outside again on the breaking ball, and it's 2-2. Two gone, three on. Threshers have loaded the bases in each of the last two innings. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, and that will do it for the top of the fourth inning. Two much-needed strikeouts from Charlie Soto after walking the bases loaded. No runs for Clearwater, one hit, two walks to leave three stranded. As we head into the bottom of the fourth, Threshers still holding on to a 2-0 lead.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the
Reese Dutton is making his professional debut for the Clearwater Threshers, signed as an undrafted free agent out of the University of Kansas earlier this summer. The 1-0 is tapped foul by Billy Amick to start off the bottom of the fourth inning, where the Threshers lead it 1-1. Dutton played in five relief appearances for the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, the MLB Draft League in 2022. Eight innings pitched, just one earned run allowed with 13 strikeouts for Mahoning Valley. The 1-1 is tapped up the middle, rolling towards Kaba. Quick whip over to first base, and it's caught by Shoji Naga for out number one of Reese Dutton's career. Dutton had a couple of transferred before he ended up at Kansas, starting off his first three seasons of college baseball at Heartland Community College, where he finished with a 16-1 record, including a 10-1 record in his final season in 2022, capping off his junior college career as the NJCAA Division II Pitcher of the Year. Gets a called strike on Hadeem Jow to start him off with an 0-1 count. Tied the program record at USC Upstate in his next season, striking out 102 batters to tie the program, to set the program single season record and tie the single season record with 10 wins. All Big South first team before he transferred to Kansas. Zhao fouls off a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. And Dutton won the first six starts to start his career, the best mark since Jamie Splittorff won eight straight to begin his Kansas career in 1994. 1-2, breaking ball low and away, and it's 2-2. So Dutton brings a lot of college experience from three different conferences playing at a high level to the Phillies organization. Breaking ball misses outside to Zhao. Now it's 3-2. At Kansas, Dutton started 15 games, went 7-5 in 85 and two-thirds innings, and had a 3.78 ERA with 33 walks and 82 Ks. Payoff pitch, curveball in for a strike three, and Zhao knew it. At the knees, and it's a called strike three to Zhao for the first K of Dutton's pro career. That's the fifth of the night as Sam Highfill struck out four in three innings of work. Two hits, a walk allowed in three shutout innings. Highfill will not get a decision. Two down now for Jaime Ferrer, who was one of the four strikeout victims on Highfill. Going down looking in the second on three pitches. First pitch he's seen that missed the zone. And it's a 1-0 count as the breaker from Dutton misses inside. One other pitch. Fastball low and in. And it's a 1-1 count as Ferrer swings and misses. 2-0 the lead for Clearwater. Two down and a 1-1 count here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now Dutton working quickly. Rocks and deals. High chopper foul down the third base line, and it's 1-2. Stopped by third base coach and manager for the Tarpons, Brian Meyer. One ball, two strikes, the count. The pitch. Hit on the ground towards third. Charging is DeMartini. He gobbles it up, flips it over to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning to start off the professional career of Reese Dutton. Another undrafted free agent for the Philadelphia Phillies. Reese Dutton impresses with a 1-2-3 frame, shutting down the muscles in the fourth inning and taking us to the fifth with the Threshers leading 2-0.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games.
Carson DeMartini leading off the fifth inning, taking a hard fastball from Charlie Soto outside for ball one. Carson walked in the third and scored on Soto. Had a sharp line drive directly to Amick at first back in the first inning. 2-0 count as he still has not seen a strike from Soto. 2-0 the lead for the Threshers. DeMartini, one of two that scores on Hediger's single. He'll be hitting third in the fifth with Carter Matheson on deck. 2-0 the pitch. This one hit high in the air out to center field. Houghton drifts over to his right, reaches up to make the grab in right center field for out number one in inning number five. So one gone as Carter Matheson comes up to the plate. He earned his newest addition to his six-game on-base streak, plunked twice so far by two different pitchers in back-to-back at-bats. First pitch now to Matheson, does not hit him, and the breaking ball misses low, 1-0 the count. Hit on a 3-2 count back in the second inning and stole second, and on the first pitch, Soto threw, hit him in the heel. Now it's 2-0 as Soto still has not come near the zone against Carter Matheson out in left field tonight for the Threshers. Philly drafted a lot of athletic outfielders in 2024, Matheson included, as he takes a fastball for a strike, 2-1. I mean, you look at so many of these top five picks. First rounder, Dante Norrie, outfielder. Second rounder, Griffin Burkholder, unfortunately injured, but an outfielder. Matheson, the fifth rounder. And the third rounder, John Spykerman, also an outfielder. Carson DeMartini was the first non-outfielder drafted by the Phillies this year with 130th overall pick as an infielder as Matheson takes a fastball outside for ball number four. Matheson has now reached three consecutive times, still 0-0, as he was hit twice and walked with one out in the fifth inning. So Matheson has already stolen second today. And there's one out with Caden Hediger at the dish. Breaking ball missing outside, and it's 1-0. Now, like a lot of other minor league teams, the Mighty Muscles have chosen a beer batter where a sponsored agreement, if Caden Hediger strikes out, there's free beer at one of the bars in the stadium for a limited amount of time. I think Hediger has taken exception to that. He drew a walk on a full count in the second inning. And then on another full count in the third, he drove in the first two runs of the game with a double, giving the Threshers a 2-0 lead where it still stands with one out in the top of the fifth inning. Matheson checked back at first unsuccessfully, and it's a 2-0 count to Hediger, who taps the plate and readies up against Soto. RBI number 29 and 30 for Caden. 2-0 the pitch. Fastball missing outside. Now it's 3-0. And maybe it's because Caden himself is underage, turned 20 when the Threshers were in St. Lucie back in May. But maybe that's why he takes exception to being the beer batter. 3-0 pitch, straight take on a fastball that touches the outside edge, and it's 3-1. Matheson, with a steal already today, takes his lead off of first base with a 3-1 to Caden. One gone, and off goes Matheson. He'll have to head back to first, though, as this is a shallow pop into foul territory on the third base side. Whitaker makes the catch, and that's out number two in inning number five. No free beer this time as Hediger's retired for the first time, and there's two gone in the fifth inning with Matheson back at first and Brady Day now up at the dish. Day 0 for 2 so far, fly out and a ground out, and he's 0 for 7 so far this series. Matheson leads off first. He was off and running on the pop fly from Hediger in the last pitch. So we'll see what he does with Day at the dish here. First pitch to Brady. Curveball misses outside. It's a 1-0 count to the Kansas State product. 10th rounder was Day. He hit 318 in 61 games over at K-State. 9 homers, 56 RBIs for Day. Fastball outside, it's 2-0. No homers yet as a pro. He's driven in two and stolen one. Also lettered in football and basketball. Played three varsity seasons of baseball at Pinkerton Academy, and he was first team All-State in New Hampshire twice. Basketball, he was a pretty good athlete as well. Tied school record tied the school record of Pinkerton Academies with 7 3-pointers in a game. And that's something that is rarefied air in even the NBA as Day swings and misses at the fastball, 2-1. Guys that have done that in recent memory, Klay Thompson a couple times, Steph Curry. At least off the top of my head, the Splash Bros are all I can think of. 2-1 the pitch. Day takes it for a ball on the check swing. Matheson slides in to second base safely with his second steal of the ball game. 2 for 2 tonight from steals, and Day now has a 3-1 count. Man in scoring position with 2 down, and Matheson showing off the wheels with his first multi-steal game as a pro. Today. Inside, and that's ball 4. So Day reaches for the first time. Threshers have men on first and second with 2 gone in the fifth inning. 2-0 the lead for Clearwater. And now we have a mound visit. It is Richard Salazar for the second time coming to have a chat with Charlie Soto. While they chat on the mound and Cody Shojinaga gets ready to hit, we'll take a look at the Florida State League scoreboard. 2 games postponed. Dunedin and Lakeland had 1 game postponed, but are in the midst of another one. Top of the fifth in Dunedin, 2-2, a tie game between the Blue Jays and the Flying Tigers. Makeup on a doubleheader tomorrow will happen in Bradenton as inclement weather postpone their game against the Tampa Tarpons. Doubleheader in Palm Beach split with the Cardinals taking game 1-4-3 and Daytona Beach taking a July makeup game in a 3-1 victory as they make their push for the playoffs. They are now tied for second in the East Division with Jupiter, who lost 10-7 in St. Lucie against the Mets. And, of course, back here in Fort Myers, it's 2-0. Shojinaga rolls one down the third base line before it's picked up foul by Brandon Winokur. Strike number 1 on the foul ball. Back to first goes Brady Day. Back to second goes Carter Matheson with an 0-1 count on Cody Shojinaga, who will head back to home plate and pick up his stick with an 0-1 count and 2 outs. 2 on here in the fourth. Threshers with a 2-0 lead. They have recorded 4 hits and have been walked 7 times so far in today's contest. In fact, the only inning without a walk was the top of the first inning for the Threshers. 0-1 to Shojinaga. Taken the other way. That's going to fall into right field for a base hit. Sprinting around third base is Matheson. He'll come home and score as Shojinaga is held to an RBI single with the Threshers taking a 3-0 lead. 2-out knock for Shojinaga brings the RBI in, his 3rd of his pro career. Brady Day takes advantage and heads to third base on the knock, and the Threshers lead now up to 3. Runners on the corners with 2 gone as Hadeem Jow calls out the signals to the Fort Myers infield as Starlin Kaba sets up on the left side of the plate with the switch hitter. Getting ready to go, looking for his season high as a Thresher. Shojinaga on first base, Day on 3rd, 2 away here in the top of the 5th inning. First pitch to Kaba is in for a strike, 0-1 is the count. Single in the first, single in the fourth for Starlin. He is 2 for 3. His career high in hits is 4. Set back on the 27th against the FCL Yankees as the pickoff attempt at first is unsuccessful against Shojinaga. Kaba had a 4-game hit streak, and yesterday, after a 5-for-16 series at home, he went 0-for-5 last night. Fouls off a breaking ball, and it's 0-2. To the MLB's number 89 prospect, currently the only Thresher on the top 100 list. But Clearwater has had a player in each of the last 2 seasons on the MLB's top 100. Justin Crawford last year, Aiden Miller this year, and last year. as Kaba takes a called strike three on a fastball. Shoji Naga was off for second, but he'll head back into the dugout. But the Clearwater Threshers get a two-out run on an RBI single by Cody Shoji Naga. One hit and two left aboard. No errors in the inning, and the Threshers score a run to make it 3-0 at the halfway point of tonight's ballgame. Bottom of the fifth coming next.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
John Thomason leading off inning number two as Reese Dutton looks primed to become the second Phillies 2024 draftee pitcher to go over an inning in his debut. Line drive out to right field, caught on the run by Spikerman. A late jump, but a catch all the same. One pitch, one out for Reese Dutton. Sam Highfill actually was the other 2024 draft class, an undrafted free agent like Dutton. He went an inning and a third in his debut and three in his debut start. Now an inning and a third for Reese Dutton. He's retired all four so far. He's seen as a pro as Maddox Houghton swings and misses on a breaking ball to make it 0-1. He went down in the second inning on strikes. 1-2 count and a swinging strike three. Now the 0-1. Checks the swing on the outside breaking ball. Did he go? He did not, and it's 1-1. Houghton a mighty muscle in each of the last two seasons. This year is 7.08 OPS. Three homers, 33 RBIs in 81 games. As he sends a chopper over the head of Dutton, picked up by Day on a hop, fires it to first and takes out the speedy Houghton by a step. And a couple of Mighty Muscles fans taking exception to that call, even though he was pretty clearly out. But two gone in the fifth inning. Threshers lead 3-0. And Byron Churio now coming up to bat for the Mighty Muscles. He went down on strikes to lead off the third inning. He is 0-1. First pitch now to Churio. Swing and a miss. Hefty hack at the curveball, and it's 0-1. Typically hit in the leadoff spot. I believe he hit leadoff all three games in the post-All-Star break three-game series. Now he takes one the other way, and it's picked up by DeMartini at third. Fires it to first on the run in time, and that will do it. Another 1-2-3 inning from Reese Dutton. One strikeout in his first two innings as a pro, and he sends us to the sixth inning with the Threshers leading by three.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Mosey bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
A new pitcher for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, Jack Noble, a right-hander. Pitcher number four for Fort Myers as they trail the Threshers by 3 runs. First pitch up and way outside to Nori. Starts off the sixth inning with a 1-0 count. He started on Fort Myers last year after 3 starts in the Florida Complex League. Went 2-2 with a 3.38 ERA. Now back in Fort Myers after getting as high as Wichita with 1 relief outing in AA, 2 relief outings in High A in Cedar Rapids. Now with 2-0 to Nori. As Noble rocks and deals. Fastball taken the other way. It's 2-1 as that one goes foul. Above a ball, Noble has not had an easy time. He has made 1 start in now his 30th outing as a Mighty Muscle. 8-2 with a 4.99 ERA in 52 1/3 innings. He allowed 6 runs in 3 1/3 innings over 2 relief appearances in Cedar Rapids as Nori takes a breaking ball upstairs to make it 3-1. Then he had a 3-inning relief outing in AA Wichita, playing with Colette Rosaria, allowing 1 run in 3 innings of work. Swing and a miss by Nori, filling up the count on the fastball. Now it's 3-2. So Noble in his second season with the Mighty Muscles, undrafted, signed out of Long Beach State in 2022. Nori taps a breaking ball foul, stays alive as that one rolls towards the Threshers' dugout on the first base shot. Three balls, 2 strikes, the count. With no one out as Nori leads off the sixth. Payoff pitch as Noble rocks and deals. Outside ball 4, Nori sprinting towards first base as the ball went back to the backstop. And a good idea to put some pressure on Hadeem Jow, but Nori will stay at first on his second walk of the day. He's now 1-for-2 with 2 free passes. So nice looking game for the Phillies, first round pick. He's on first base now for Eduardo Taye as we look over the line for Charlie Soto, who is in line for the loss after walking 6, striking out 5, and letting up 3 runs on 3 hits in 3 innings. Eduardo Taye is 0-for-3 today, unfortunately, taking the fastball outside to start off 1-0. Kays in his back-to-back at-bats in the 3rd and 4th with a flyout in inning number 1. Nori with a leadoff of first, and Taye, hefty hack of the fastball, swing to miss. Now it's 1-1. Nori has 3 steals in 3 attempts so far as a pro, coming off a 2-for-5 night last night with 1 of those 3 steals. Pickoff attempt at first base, not in time. And Nori, like many of the recent additions to the Threshers roster, is on his first road trip as a pro. Taye, not one of those. He has been with the team since July. Runner goes on the 1-1. Pitch misses for a ball, and the throw is knocked down by Kyle DeBarge. Really great job as that one looked like it was destined for center field, but DeVarge got the tip of his glove on it to keep Norrie at second base on his fourth stolen base as a pro. And it's a 2-1 count to Tyee as the pitch missed low to the power-hitting lefty. 3-0 the lead for Clearwater here in the sixth. Now the pitch up and away, and that's a wild pitch. Norrie's off to third. He'll take a slow jog into the bag, and it's a 3-1 count to Eduardo Tyee on the game's first wild pitch. The Threshers have already been walked 8 times after Dante Norrie led off the sixth with a free pass. On the season, they are high for most walks in a game, 13. That came on May 17th at home against Daytona. Infield in for Fort Myers. The fastball blown by Tyee swung on and missed to fill up the count at 3-2. Nobody out in the top of the sixth inning. Threshers with 3 runs on 5 hits and those 8 walks. And they lead by 3, just 2 hits so far for the Mighty Muscles. Drawn in infield and a full count on Eduardo Tyee. Threshers looking to pad their lead on the payoff pitch. Inside and low, the curveball in the dirt, and Tyee will head to first for the first time today on ball number 4. 9th walk drawn by the Threshers. And first 2 batters are walked to start off inning number 6 for the Threshers. Now another lefty coming up to the plate, a switch-hitting lefty, John Spikerman. First pitch, hit on the ground, diving is the second baseman, and Thomason makes a great play, flips to second for one, can't get the throw at first, and it's an RBI on a fielder's choice. That was made possible by an absolutely spectacular diving stop by Jay Thomason. Didn't save a run, but it saved a hit and got an out. Would not have gotten Tyee if that ball had leaked out into right center field, but Spikerman still gets his third career RBI on the 4-6 fielder's choice. Norrie scores, Tyee is out, and the Threshers now lead 4-0. One gone now, and Spikerman on first. DeMartini out in front of the fastball, swung on and missed. It's 0-1. He's 0-2 today, but he walked and scored back in the third inning. He's got Spikerman on first base, who does have very good speed. Already has 4 steals in 5 attempts. He's going for 5, and he's in there easily, sliding into second base. Got a fantastic jump, and Spikerman gets his 5th steal of his pro career, taking second base on ball 1 to DeMartini. So the Threshers have now stolen 3 bags. They're 3-for-3 against Hadeem Jow tonight. Fastball just catches the outside edge. Called strike 2 to Carson DeMartini. It's a 1-2 count. He's got the speedy Spikerman over on the second base bag with one gone. Outside and low, count evens at 2-2 to Carson DeMartini. He was part of a record-setting draft class for the Virginia Tech Hokies. First of 5 selected, tying a Virginia Tech program record. Curveball low and in, and the count fills up on DeMartini, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. Spikerman stays put. 3-2. Is it high in the air out to left center field? Going to his right is Houghton. He reaches up and makes the grab, and Spikerman's off for third. Great throw from Maddox, but John Spikerman slides in safely on a dart coming to third base. Two gone in the inning, and Spikerman tags up on the fly ball. Back-to-back flyouts to center for Carter Matheson. And there are 2 down now, the man on third. Matheson is, 0-for-0. 2 hit by pitches, 1 walk, and 2 runs scored one run scored for Carter Matheson. One oh the count, two gone here in the sixth. Now the pitch. Breaking ball, low and in. That almost got him again. Carter Matheson had to pick up his back leg to avoid getting plunked by a third Fort Myers pitch. And now the count is 2-0. Man on third is Spikerman. One run already across in the top of the sixth. And the Threshers lead it 4-0. Foul tip, and that knocked off a couple of people. Not sure if that hit the catcher or the umpire on the fouled ball, but it is 2-1. 4-0 the lead for the Threshers, and they have led since the score was started back in the third inning. 2-1 to Matheson with a righty warming up in the Fort Myers pen. High heat cut on a miss by Carter. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Man on third. 4-0 Threshers in the top sixth. The pitch from Noble. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, and that's strike three. Jack Noble ends off the sixth inning with his first strikeout of the night, stemming the Threshers' run at just one run scored. Threshers get another run. No hits in the inning, but they did walk twice. No errors. One man left aboard. It's 4-0 Clearwater as we head to the bottom six.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark.
Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Reese Dutton back out for the third inning of his pro debut, and he picks up right where he left off, getting a called strike on Kyle DeBarge, leading off the bottom of the sixth inning. Now it's 0-2 as a breaking ball gets by the muscle shortstop, with the Threshers leading by four runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Top of the muscles order, DeBarge, Whitaker, and Rosario as the 0-2 just got a piece of it. DeBarge takes that off the end of his bat and keeps the count and nothing in two. 4-0 Threshers with a run in each of the last two innings and in three of the last four. Five hits for Clearwater, but they've been walked nine times, and that has proven key, as Threshers have not been as kind to Fort Myers. Curveball on the outside corner for strike three, and DeBarge is sent back to the dugout looking on Dutton's second pro strikeout. Fort Myers have only been walked once, and it was Kalei Rosario who drew that walk in the first inning. Now Brandon Whitaker up to the plate, 1-for-2 after ending last night's game in style. He swings at a slider to make it 0-1. First pitch of the 10th inning yesterday, the bottom of the 10th. Whitaker sent on to the berm in left field for his 13th homer of the year. Now he swings and misses at another slider from Dutton. It's 0-2. Excuse me. Nothing and two the count with one gone here in the bottom sixth. And Fort Myers is joint single-season home run leader, facing an 0-2 count with one gone. Now the pitch. Outside on the cutter, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, the count to Whitaker. Third rounder in 2023 by the Minnesota Twins at a high school. 1-2 the pitch. Line drive, high and foul. And behind the plate, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. 4-0 lead for Clearwater. Dutton kicks and deals. Line drive, base hit on the ground from Whitaker as he sends a liner into the dirt at second base for a one-out knock. He has recorded back-to-back hits for the Mighty Muscles. He has two of their three knocks tonight. And now Kalei Rosario coming up to the plate. 0-for-1 on the day, reaching on an inning-ending fielder's choice in the third inning. He also walked in the first. Rosario, though, 2-for-3 yesterday with both of his hits leaving the yard. Now Whitaker's with a big lead off of first. He had two steals yesterday and will take second on the wild pitch. Could be called a pass ball as it leaked out of the glove of Caden Hediger. But Whitaker is on second base with a 1-0 count to Kalei Rosario. He did steal third once yesterday, did Whitaker, and he has 22 steals on the season thus far. So Whitaker's on second. It's a 1-0 count to Rosario with one gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. Threshers up by 4. Dutton checks second. Now the 1-0. Curveball in for a strike at the knees of Kalei Rosario to even the count at 1-1. Whitaker with a short lead off of second as Dutton sets up from the third base corner of the rubber. One run, bouncer to third. DeMartini picks it up on a short hop, and he fires to first to get out number two. Carson DeMartini moving in front of Starlin Caba from third. Makes a great play on a difficult short hop for the second out in the sixth inning. And that left side of the infield with Caba at short and DeMartini at third is looking great for Clearwater. Two gone here in the sixth inning. Still a man on second is Brandon Whitaker. And now a pinch hitter, Derek Bender, coming in for Billy Amick. And he sends the first pitch he sees out to deep center field. Going back is Norrie. He goes into right center, left center, to make the grab. One pitch, one out. And that is out number three as Derek Bender flies out to end the inning. So, one hit for Fort Myers, but no runs, no errors, and a man left aboard. We head to the seventh. Threshers 4, Muscles nothing.
Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at Bay Care Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Top of the seventh inning, and the Threshers are cruising. Some fantastic pitching from a pair of undrafted free agents as Sam Heifel and Reese Dutton are helping the Threshers spin a two-hit shutout heading into the seventh inning. Caden Hettiger fouls off the first pitch of the frame down the left field line for an 0-1 count. He is 1-for-2 on today, scored, plated the first two runs of the game in the third, walked in the second, and he popped out in the fifth. Breaking ball misses everyone over at home plate. And it goes back to the backstop, popped out of the glove of Zhao, 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. Now the pitch from Noble. Fastball right down the pipe. Caden takes it for a called strike two, and it's a 1-2 count. 4-0 the score. Threshers out hitting the Mighty Muscles by a 5-2 margin. We're approaching the 10 o'clock hour here at Hammond Stadium. One ball, two strikes the count. Nobody out as Hettiger is leading off the seventh inning. Cleyderve Andrade warming up in the Threshers' pen, it looks like, as Hettiger takes the curveball low. Two balls and two strikes. Now the count. And it is not Andrade. It is A.J. Wilson now, I believe, warming up in the Threshers' pen. 2-2. Hard ground ball. Does it stay fair? It does not. And the count stays 2-2 to Caden Hettiger. That one just ripped down the first baseline, teetering on the edge of fair territory, but drifting foul before it could find a Fort Myers glove. Now it's a 2-2 count to Hettiger after the foul ball. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Righty in the pen for Fort Myers, lefty for the Threshers. 2-2. Another one taken the other way this time, and the fastball lands on the concourse in left. 2-2 remains the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the seventh inning, and the pitch. Slice foul again. This one goes behind home plate. That's three straight two-strike pitches knocked foul by Caden Hettiger, 11th rounder out of Sierra Canyon High School in last year's draft. 2-2 the count to Caden. Noble deals. Fastball at the knees for a called strike three. And Hettiger down on strikes for the first time today, leading off the seventh inning with a backwards K. And Noble's second punchy of the evening. So one gone in the seventh inning. Four-run lead for Clearwater, and Brady Day now coming up to the plate. Day walked in his last at bat, but he's 0-for-2. First pitch, tapped foul, and it's 0-1. Day went 4-for-18, playing all six games and starting four of them last week against Dunedin. He hits a high fly ball out to right field on the 0-1, running in is Ferrer, who makes the catch for out number two. A quick second out after an eight-pitch at bat to start off the inning that ended in a Hettiger strikeout. Now Cody Shojinaga, who is rocking a four-game hit streak with three ribbies over that span. Shojinaga, 1-for-2 today with a walk and 4-for-9 with three RBIs over his last three games. Tigers. First pitch taken for a ball, and it's a 1-0 count. Shoji Naga was recruited as a catcher to the University of Kansas, but played mostly second base for the Jayhawks. 1-0. Curveball on the outside edge, a called strike, 1-1. Shoji Naga now 21 years old. He has caught a couple games with the Threshers, playing a lot of first base, though, for Clearwater. After ending his collegiate career, a two-time All-Big 12 infielder. Curveball again. This one catches the inside edge. It's 1-2. Two outs. 4-0 lead for the Threshers with one ball and two strikes. Shoji Naga, the fifth highest drafted Jayhawk in history when the Phillies selected him with a 192nd pick in this year's draft. 1-2 the count to Cody. Here's the pitch. Fastball called, strike three, and Shoji Naga knew it. Three of the last four batters punched out by Noble. As Shoji Naga is down looking, and the Threshers are down in order for the first time today. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Top of the order for the Threshers leads off the eighth as they lead it 4-0 heading in to the bottom of the seventh.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Baker Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
A.J. Wilson, the new pitcher for the Threshers, after three solid innings from Reese Dutton, who puts himself in line for his first career win. Wilson starts off Hadeem Joe with a breaking ball for a called strike one. Threshers lead it 4-0 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Now the 0-1 from Wilson. Sent to the outside edge, count even at 1-1. Reese Dutton will finish the day with just one hit allowed in three innings, no runs, no walks, and two strikeouts in his first outing as a pro. 1-1, wave and a miss, and it's 1-2 as Jow can't touch the heat from A.J. Wilson, another Phillies draft pick who was selected in the 12th round out of UNC Charlotte. Last three innings scoreless with four strikeouts and two shutout frames in his last outing on the 23rd. The 1-2 is sent high in the air out to right field. Under it is Spikerman, who reaches up and makes the grab for out number one. So Wilson gets out number one to start off the bottom of the seventh. Ferreira and Thomas in the next two as Jaime steps up to the plate now for Fort Myers. Ferrer, 0 for 2, strikeout and a ground out in his only two at-bats today. First pitch, breaking ball, misses the outside corner. It's a 1-0 count. Wilson, a three-quarter arm slot guy, two-time player of the year and four-time all-conference at East Surrey High School. And he began his career at East Carolina. Slider in for a strike. Now the count evens at 1-1. The lefty had a batting average against of 167 in 2020, his final season at ECU, which he pitched two seasons for before the transfer to Charlotte. 2-1 turns to, 1-1 turns to 2-1 as the pitch misses low. Wilson was a 1-0 with a 3.65 ERA in just 12 and a third innings in 2 years, 23 relief appearances at ECU, used primarily as a lefty specialist. Against the righty Ferrer, he's got a 3-1 count as the fastball misses outside. He transferred to Charlotte beginning in the 2022 season, had two saves in that year, and then stayed towards the middle of the bullpen. Slider falls in for a strike, filling up the count at 3-2. Kerr 8-5 and 87 and a third innings pitched, 62 relief appearances and a 6.08 ERA, but a 2.19 batting average against in three seasons at UNC Charlotte. The payoff pitch misses outside as the slider marks ball four to Jaime Ferrer. And A.J. Wilson has allowed just the fifth walk of his career in his fifth inning as a pro. So, man on first is Ferrer. Man at the plate, Jay Thomason, and a lefty-lefty matchup for A.J. Wilson. Thomason against righties today was 0 for 2, ground out and a flyout. Now the Threshers are shifted for 2 with Ferrer on first base. One gone in the seventh and the pitch. Slider waving a miss, and it's 0-1. Threshers have Starlin Caba pinched up the middle, closer to second base. Brady Day playing almost in the middle of first and second, shifting for the lefty Thomason. Carson DeMartini shaded towards short, leaving that left field line exposed. Fastball goes away from the catcher, rolling right back to Hediger on the wild pitch. That sends Ferrer to second. So that might change the shift slightly for the Threshers as that inning-ending double play ball on the ground is no longer an option. So now a man on second base. That's Ferrer with a 1-1 count to Jay Thomason. Left-on-left matchup for Wilson, who deals. Slider just missing outside, and it's a 2-1 count. Bullpen action for Fort Myers. A righty stretching and another righty warming over in left field. 2-1 to Thomason now as Wilson sets up and deals. Slider in there for a strike, outside corner, evening the count at 2-2. Wilson was 5-3 with a 4.85 ERA in 59 and a third innings pitch, 23 walks, 86 strikeouts in 27 relief appearances in his final year at UNC Charlotte. And Wilson steps off, pushing Ferrer back to second base. 2-2 the count to Thomason, one gone and a man on second in the bottom of the seventh inning. Pitch clock resets for Wilson, who is sent from the stretch. He's got his sign. Now the pitch. Waving a whiff, strike three. Another nasty slider from A.J. Wilson. That just curls around the bat of Thomason as Wilson gets his seventh career punch-out for out number two here in inning number seven. It's the home half of that frame. Threshers lead it 4-0 with a man on second and two gone. Maddox Houghton now up to the plate. Went down on strikes in the second, grounded out in the fifth. Facing his third different pitcher as both Dutton and Highfill went three innings each. Slider in for a strike. It's no one count on Houghton. Undrafted free agent last year out of Lipscomb. Another wild pitch from Wilson. Ricochets off the backstop and into the glove of Caden Hediger, who will discard the baseball for a new piece of rawhide. That comes back to A.J. Wilson in a 1-1 count. One and one the count, two gone here in the bottom seventh. The man on third for Fort Myers on a pair of wild pitches. Swing and a miss. The ball leaks away from Hediger, though. Wilson back to cover. Hediger slides, no play at the plate. And Fort Myers scores their first run of the game on the third wild pitch to make it a 4-1 ball game. Houghton, though, swung at the wild one and now faces a 1-2 count. So Wilson ends his scoreless streak at 3 2/3 inning of work. And now the 1-2. Slider low, and the check swing is enough for a strike three. Late call at home plate by Chad Lagana, but it ends up with a strikeout by A.J. Wilson. Couple of wild pitches allow a run to score. One run, no hits, no errors, and nobody left aboard. Fort Myers gets on the board, but the Threshers lead by three, heading into the eighth, where they'll face a new Mighty Muscles pitcher.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ball.
Starlin Caba takes the first pitch for a strike, and the introduction of Ben Etheridge, 15th rounder out of Southern Mississippi, taken by the Twins. He has played both years of his career here in Fort Myers. And now the 0-1 to Caba turns to 0-2 on the fastball. Caba's 2-for-4, struck out in his last at-bat. Going up against Etheridge, who is career 6-7, and this is 58th appearance for the Mighty Muscles. Breaking ball low, and it's a 1-2 count now to Starlin Caba. 13 starts all last year of 57 appearances. 32 of them have come in 2024. He's blown one save, has a 3-1 record, and a 3.73 ERA at 62 2/3. Hard ground ball to second from Caba, picked up in the outfield grass by Thomason. He flips to first, and that's out number one, as Caba drops a 2-5. Top of the order starting the eighth inning for the Threshers, who lead it 4-1 with one gone here in the top of the eighth. Dante Norri has walked in each of his last two at-bats, has a stolen base and a run, as well as a single that came in the first inning. He is 1-for-2. One gone in the eighth. Now the pitch. Norri swings and misses at a high breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Etheridge had a couple starts against the Threshers last year, but this year he has been relegated to the bullpen. 0-1 to Norri now. Left on right matchup, and here's the pitch from Etheridge. 0-1 curveball drops below the zone. Count evens at 1-1. One 1-1 pitch, taken the other way, but right into the shifted third baseman, Brandon Winokur. He sends it to first in time for out number two. And the natural shortstop makes a play at the hot corner on the lefty shift. So, two outs on ground balls to start off the eighth inning. Threshers lead by three with two gone for Eduardo Tait, who reached on a walk back in the sixth. He's 0 for 3 with two strikeouts. First pitch to Tait. Breaking ball taken for a strike, and it's an 0-1 count to the Threshers' designated hitter. Derek Bender has, well, I should have said this a couple innings ago, but he's replaced Billy Amick at first base after pinch hitting for him in the sixth inning. 1-1 now as the pitch eludes the catcher, Zhao. Tait, now 18 years old, Panamanian international, the fifth-ranked prospect of the Phillies organization. The 1-1, fouled back, hard swing and high fastball, and it's 1-2. Two gone already in the top of the eighth inning. Threshers with four runs on five hits. Fort Myers with one on three. Now the 1-2. Tait hits a slow rolling ground ball, but it goes foul. Tait still running it out over to first base before it's picked up by Zhao in foul territory to officially bring the count to 1-2. Back to the box is Tait, and he calls time to avoid the pitch clock violation. One ball, two strikes, two outs, 4-1 lead for Clearwater here in the top of the eighth inning. Etheridge deals. Tait hammers this one, base hit into right field, and that rolls the corner for extra bases. Ferrer is there. He picks it up at the wall as Tait stands up at second base with a two-out double. So Tait coming alive in the later innings, getting the Threshers sixth hit of the ballgame and their first since the fifth inning. And Eduardo Tait has a two-bagger to extend this top of the eighth. Two gone now, and a man on second for John Spikerman, right fielder who got an RBI on a fielder's choice in the sixth inning and stole a base. He also walked and scored in the third, but he's 0 for 2. Tait's on second with two down, and the pitch is taken the other way, and that's going to get down in left field for a base hit. Marty Malloy waves Tait around third. The throw comes into second base, and it's an RBI single for John Spikerman. The first multi-RBI game of Spikerman's career, and the Clearwater Threshers have another two-out RBI as they retake a four-run lead, up now 5-1 here in the top of the eighth inning. RBIs in back-to-back at-bats for Spikerman, and the switch hitter has a lefty taking it the other way to allow the run to score. So Spikerman, who has already stolen a base, mind you, he's on first base with two down for Carson DeMartini. 0 for 3, but DeMartini is not a guy who can be trifled with at the plate. And a wheel and a throw to first. Spikerman back in without a tag from Derek Bender. Two flyouts to center in the last two at-bats for DeMartini. And he was a matter of inches away from getting an RBI, likely a bases-clearing one, in the first inning as he lined out to first in that at-bat. He pops the first pitch he sees foul, 0-1, as that one goes towards the Mighty Muscles bullpen in left field. 0-1 is the count. Spikerman was 1-for-4 with a run scored in yesterday's loss. DeMartini was 1-for-4, the run scored in yesterday's loss. 0-1 off to second goes Spikerman. Curve in for a strike, sliding into second base, and Spikerman is safe with his second steal of the game. It is an 0-2 count to Carson DeMartini, but John Spikerman with his first career multi-RBI and first career multi-steal game. Six steals now in seven attempts for Spikerman. And he's on second base with two down. 0-2 count to Carson DeMartini. Now the pitch. Chopper over the middle, and it's picked up by the shortstop. A wheel to throw to first, but no play as Carson DeMartini beats it out for an infield hit. Spikerman advances to third, and now there are three consecutive two-out hits as DeMartini's in a rundown. He was moving around as Spikerman trying to come in and score, and a wild ending to the eighth inning after an infield single by Carson DeMartini. Not sure why he tried to go to second there, but a run already across in the eighth inning for the Threshers. Eduardo Taí double. John Spikerman drove him in with a single. And the Threshers pick up three hits, leave one aboard as they head to the bottom of the eighth inning up 5-1.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
John Henriquez is now the pitcher for the Clearwater Threshers, replacing A.J. Wilson, who allowed one run on one walk, two strikeouts, and no hits and wanting to work. 0-1 the count to Byron Churio, leading off the bottom of the eighth, with the Threshers leading 5-1. Henriquez rocks and deals. 0-1, high fly ball, foul down the left field line, and the count's now 0-2. And this place has to hold a special spot in the heart of John Henriquez, as the last time he was here in Fort Myers, the Threshers clinched the Florida State League first half championship last year. And he's clearly showing how much he likes the place. Gets a fastball by Churio for a swinging strike three. And the last three mighty muscles have been retired on strikeouts. So now Kyle DeBarge up to the plate with one out. And John Henriquez actually earned the victory here in Fort Myers on June the 10th last year to clinch the first half for the Clearwater Threshers in a game they won 8-4. One gone now for Kyle DeBarge, and the pitch, curveball, hammered foul, and it's 0-1. DeBarge is 0-3 on the day. Henriquez finished last year with a 14-1 record and a 3.21 ERA. Finished the year as the Florida State League wins leader and ended on a call-up to Jersey Shore. Henriquez was rehabbing with the Blue Claws, but he stayed with Clearwater. 0-1 is grounded to short. Cobb on the running throw. Quick whip to first base, and that's out number two. And it does not get any less impressive, no matter how often you see Starlin Cobb make a throw. He has some of the fastest transfer speed from glove to throw that I have ever seen. And now there are two quick outs to bring up Brandon Whitaker, who has hits in each of his last two at-bats. Two down, and the Threshers up by four once again, equaling their largest lead of the night. Whitaker avoids getting plunked by a fastball inside, and it's a 1-0 count to the former third-round pick. Two for three is Brandon. He single-handedly holds 66% of Fort Myers' hits so far today. 1-0 count now to Whitaker. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball just misses outside, and it's a 2-0 count. That was a slider from Enriquez. He also adds a changeup, cutter, and a fastball that gets up to 95. 2-0 the count to Whitaker. Two gone here in the bottom eighth, and Enriquez deals. Slider again. This one misses low, and it's a 3-1 count as he didn't get the swing from Brandon Whitaker. 6'6", 190 pounds for the lanky 19-year-old picked out of high school in last year's draft. Next pitch, in for a strike, and a get-me-over fastball does the trick, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, the count. With two gone here in the bottom eighth, Enriquez deals. Right down the pipe on the heater, it's 3-2. Full count. Enriquez working the count full after starting off in a 3-0 hole. Two gone in the bottom eighth. Enriquez sets up from the stretch. Three on the pitch clock as he fires. Waving a whiff. Strike three. Three straight balls to start the at-bat. Three straight strikes to finish it as John Enriquez gets his second K of the eighth in a 1-2-3 frame. Off to the ninth we go. Threshers 5, Mighty Muscles 1 in the final inning of regulation.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and light up the sky with us at Baycare Ballpark.
Top of the ninth inning, Threshers have been leading the entire way since they played the game's first two runs back in the third inning. Now it's 5-1, and Carter Matheson bounces the first pitch of the ninth foul down the first base line against Ben Etheridge. Oh, on the count against the former starter Etheridge, who started 13 games for Fort Myers last season. 0-1, taken for a ball outside, and it's 1-1 to the former Hoosier. 1-1 the count. Enriquez could be out for the ninth inning, though the Threshers do have a righty up in the bullpen. And 0-1 turns to 1-1 on the curveball that bounces next to the feet of Carter Matheson. One ball, one strike the count. It's Matheson, Hediger, and Day leading off the ninth inning for the Clearwater Threshers. 2-1. Now the 2-1. Upstairs, 3-1 on the breaking ball. Matheson struck out in his only official at-bat of the game. Prior to that, he was hit by a pitch twice and walked with two steals and a run scored. Three-one pitch, breaking ball misses outside, and Matheson walks for the second time and is now on first base to lead off the ninth inning. The Threshers have now walked 10 times. I believe it's only been about three times this season that they have been walked in double-digit accounts. As I mentioned earlier in the game, their season high as a team is 13 walks drawn, dating back to May 17th at home against Daytona. Caden Hediger slams the first pitch high and foul down the left field line. It's a 1-0-1 count to the switch-hitting backstop. He provided the first punch of the game for the Threshers, a two-run single in the third inning after drawing a walk back in the second. He's 1-for-3 on the day with those two RBIs. Now the 0-1. Curveball catching the outside corner, 0-2. Matheson has two steals today, both of them of second base, and he's 3-for-3 in stolen bases in his short career. 0-2 the count to Caden. And the pitch. Holds up the swing on the breaking ball low. Appeal to second base, but it's futile as Hediger did not go around. 1-2 the count now to the Threshers catcher as Hediger takes time to adjust his batting gloves next to the left-handed box. 5 homers, now 30 RBIs on the season for Hediger, with Matheson on first, 1-2 being the count. Matheson's off for second. The pitch misses inside to Hediger. Throw to second base, not in time, and Carter Matheson has his third steal of the game. An effortless-looking jump from Carter, and he just flies off of the first base bag as he gets the steal. So now Matheson on second and a 2-2 count to Caden Hediger as we approach the 2.5-hour mark of this rain-delayed contest at about 10:30 here tonight. 2-2, the count to Caden. Man on second with no one out in the top of the ninth. Threshers lead by 4 runs. The pitch way outside, gloved by Zhao, so Matheson stays on second and Hediger reaches a full count for the third time today. 2 prior full counts, Caden walked and singled back in the second and third innings. A single would likely score another run, and the Threshers leading by 4, matching their largest lead of the evening. Payoff pitch. Hediger slams this one deep out to center field. Back goes Houghton as he drifts into left center to make the grab. Great throw the third, but it's offline, and Carter Matheson tags up as Hediger flies out. So one gone and a man on third. Infield will push in for Fort Myers as Brady Day comes up to the plate for the Threshers. He's 0-for-3, but he reached on a walk back in the fifth inning. Bullpen is clear for the Mighty Muscles. The Threshers have a man, a right-hander, in their bullpen out in right field. And it looks like it's Josh Bortka who's getting loose out in right. First pitch today is a curveball low and away, and Zhao almost tumbles over as he tries to keep that one in front of him. Infield in for the Muscles, and a 1-0 count today with Carter Matheson standing atop the third base bag. He resumes his lead now as Etheridge sets up from the stretch and deals. 1-0 hit high in the air, deep out to center field. It should be deep enough to score Carter as Houghton comes back to make the catch. Matheson sprints towards home, and he gets in before the throw reaches the cutoff man. And the Threshers have their largest lead of the night on a sacrifice fly by Brady Day. That makes it a 6-1 ball game. Brady Day with RBI number 3 in his pro career. Sacrifice fly to center makes it 6-1 Threshers. Bases clear and 2 outs for Clearwater's number 9 hitter, Cody Shojinaga. Fifth highest Jayhawk to be drafted in the big league, in the MLB draft. Curveball in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Of course, in basketball, Kansas has had many, many higher picks than a fifth rounder, especially considering that there's only 2 rounds in the NBA draft. 0-1 the count. Fastball low, and it's a 1-1 count. And the Jayhawk baseball players have to be happy that most of the basketball season doesn't conflict with their baseball season, as that is the big draw over at KU. Swing and a miss to Shoji Naga. It's 1-2, and he is actually one of the two Jayhawks drafted and three Jayhawks in this draft class, if you add in the undrafted free agents. Tegan Kane, who is unfortunately on the injured list for the Threshers, drafted out of Kansas. And Reese Dutton, who pitched earlier today, signed out of KU. Pop-up foul, and the first baseman runs for it. Bender can't come up with a ball as he collides with the wall next to the Threshers dugout, keeping the count at 1-2. So three Jayhawks on the roster for Clearwater, even if Kane is on the injured list. And they have two in the game today. 1-2 to Shoji Naga, fifth highest player drafted out of Kansas in the MLB draft, as he takes a heater low, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, Shoji Naga flies another one out of play. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Shoji Naga battling against Etheridge in the ninth. And the breaking ball bounces into the glove of Zhao, filling up the count at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody aboard as the Threshers got their only run of the inning on a sacrifice fly. Payoff pitch. Hammered foul down the right field line. That's a third pitch knocked away with two strikes by Cody Shoji Naga. Payoff pitch to Shoji. And Etheridge rocks and deals. This one ripped down the right field line. Sprinting is Ferrer, and he is not going to get there, but it rolls foul anyway. Lands in the dirt in foul grounds, and Cody Shoji Naga will head back to first base on a really good-looking piece of hitting in the opposite field. You get some quick tips from Threshers hitting coach Chris Heinz before picking up his lumber and getting back to the batter's box. Three and two the count, two gone in the bottom ninth. Payoff again. Shoji Naga bounces this one up the middle. It's picked up on the run by DeBarge. No, it gets through his glove for a base hit. Looked like an easy play for Kyle DeBarge, and that'll be an E6 that puts Shoji Naga on first and resets the lineup card for the Threshers here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Two gone now. Shoji Naga on first on the game's first error that came here in the ninth inning. 6-1 lead for the Threshers with Starlin Kaba now at the dish. First pitch is a fastball that misses outside. It's a 1-0 count to Kaba, who is 2-for-5, but he is 0-for-2 since his last hit coming in the fourth inning. Four hits are his career high, so it's unlikely he'll get to that, but he has four multi-hit games with the Threshers, looking to breach his season high of two hits. Etheridge steps off. Cody Shoji Naga walks back to first. Count remains 1-0 on Starlin Kaba. Short leadoff first for Cody. He's got a steal and two chances over his pro career. 1-0. Hammered on the ground. Past the diving glove of Bender and into right field for a base hit. Shoji Naga rounds second, and he'll stand up at third base as Starlin Kaba smacks a new season high with his third hit of the ball game. Any run scored in the ninth inning will be unearned for Clearwater, with the exception of the run driven in by Brady Day on the sack fly. Now Dante Norrie is coming up to the plate for the Threshers, but first we'll have a meeting on the Mighty Muscles mound. Out comes Richard Salazar to chat with Ben Etheridge, and we'll look at the big league scoreboard. Phillies with a fine low already today. Almost no hit by Spencer Arrighetti and the Houston Astros. It was a 10-0 loss over at the bank to Houston. The Twins have finished as well. They fell 5-1 to the Atlanta Braves. More finals from the big leagues as we take a look in a wild one in Pittsburgh. Cubs came back with 11 runs in the final three innings. 16 hits apiece between the Cubs and the Pirates, with Chicago winning 14-10 in Pittsburgh. 7-5 win for the Guardians over the Royals in a key battle in the AL Central. 7-5 victory for Cleveland. And now Dante Norrie takes a curve outside. 1-0 is the count. Rangers and White Sox in game one of a doubleheader. The Rangers took the victory 3-1. Game two is in the ninth inning now. 3-3 is the score in Chicago. Rays lost the Mariners 6-2 in the Randy Arozarena revenge series as Norrie scoops a pop-up foul out of play, evening the count at 1-1. Yankees fell 5-2 to the Nationals when last year's second overall pick, Dylan Cruz, hit his first career home run off of Carlos Rodon, who took the loss, his ninth of the season. And the Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 3-0, so not a good day if you're a Yankee fan. A couple games still in progress in the big leagues as Norrie awaits the 1-1 from Etheridge. The pitch. Curveball falls to the outside edge. It's 1-2. Giants falling to the Brewers, bottom of the eighth inning in Milwaukee. 5-3 the lead for the Brew Crew. Padres and Cardinals tied at 3 with Tommy Pham leading off the bottom of the ninth against All-Star Robert Suarez. Tigers lead the Angels 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Rockies lead the Marlins 6-2 in the top of the seventh. And on the West Coast, Mets and D-backs in a 3-0 game with Arizona leading as Norrie takes a breaking ball to even the count at 2-2. One last score in progress. Only run for the Dodgers came on a Shohei Ohtani home run, his NL leading 42nd of the year, and it's the Orioles who lead LA 3-1 in a battle of two of the best teams in the league. Norrie rips one into left center field, and that's a base hit. Cabo will stay at second base as it's picked up by Houghton. And another two-out RBI for the Threshers brings Shoji Naga home as Norrie as his third ribby of the series and his third two-hit game as a pro, making it 7-1 Clearwater. Something the Threshers have struggled with for most of the season, two-out RBIs, particularly with runners on base. Today, Norrie, two from Hediger, Spikerman, and Shoji Naga, making five of the seven runs plated with two outs on RBIs from the Threshers. Eduardo Tait fists one into left field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Caba sprints around third. He'll come in and score. Sliding in safely is Norrie at third base, and the errant throw from left field moves Tait to second. It's 8-1 Threshers as they pile it on here in the ninth inning with another RBI single from Eduardo Tait. Four straight games with a ribby for Tait. And the Threshers now lead by 7. And out comes Brian Meyer. He's going to go to the bullpen. And he is not going to the bullpen. He's going to Maddox Houghton. So a position player coming into pitch for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Max Houghton coming out from center field to come into the game for one out in the ninth inning. And Angel Del Rosario coming into center to replace him. And that's going to be it for Ben Etheridge after an inning and two-thirds. A position player will come in a pitch for the Mighty Muscles. Threshers lead at 8-1 on Wednesday night.
Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at Bay Care Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-priced drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-priced drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
So, Maddox Houghton making his pitching debut in the minor leagues, and it is usually not a good sign when a position player comes in to pitch. Houghton, in from center field, sends his first pitch upstairs to Spikerman for a 1-0 count. 8-1 the lead for the Threshers, and they put up three runs in the ninth to chase Etheridge from the game, though two of those runs coming unearned after an error put Cody Shojinaga on first with 2 outs in the frame. He is now in the dugout with Tait on second due to a second ninth inning error, and Spikerman now with a 1-1 count, or a 2-1 count, excuse me. Tait's on second, Norrie on third. They both have RBIs in the ninth for the two unearned runs, and the breaking ball misses upstairs to Spikerman. 3-1 is now the count. Ben Etheridge still with an incomplete line. His ERA will now no longer get impacted, but can still add an unearned run as the bases are now loaded as Maddox Houghton walks Spikerman. The 11th walk drawn by the Threshers today. 2 outs now. The bases loaded for Carson DeMartini, who is 1-for-4 with a single in the 8th inning. That drove in a run as he takes a pitch low for ball number one. Hammer down the first baseline, but right at the shifted Derek Bender. He holds Houghton on the mound and tags the bag himself as the three unassisted ends the ninth inning. But three runs come across for Clearwater with one of them earned. Threshers get three hits, all of them coming with 2 outs. 2 errors in the inning for Fort Myers. The bases left stranded. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Threshers with an 8-1 lead and a new pitcher coming out to conclude this contest.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If
you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
And John Henriquez pitched a phenomenal bottom of the eighth inning for the Threshers. Finishes the game with two strikeouts in a scoreless, hitless inning of work. Now replaced by Luis Avila, who has been nothing short of spectacular since joining the Clearwater Threshers. He sends a breaking ball in for a ball to Kalei Rosario. As I guess Maddox Houghton will not hit. So if we get to the eighth spot in the Fort Myers order, it'll, I believe, be Angel Del Rosario, since Kalei Rosario is the designated hitter. Oh, wait, no, it is Angel Del Rosario. The headshot was just wrong on the board. So, now I understand what's going on. Kalei finishes his day 0 for 2 with a walk, and Angel Del Rosario is now facing a 2-1 count. The 2-1 is hit high in the air, deep out to right center field. Nori makes the call off of Spikerman and then turns in the catch for out number one. Luis Avila. Honestly, I'm surprised he's coming in with the Threshers up by 7, but minor league rules means that if a guy needs to pitch, he needs to pitch. He last threw an inning, 2 1/3 innings on August the 24th, just 4 days ago, earning the win, his second of the season. 0-1 to Bender after he taps the first pitch foul from Avila. 21-year-old signed out of Turmero in Venezuela in 2023. 0-1 the pitch, and the fastball in for a strike, nothing and two. Avila has a .39 ERA with a 2-3 record and now his 17th relief appearance for the Threshers in 23 1/3 innings. 0-2 count on Bender. Here's the pitch. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. 95 on the fastball and a three-pitch see-ya. Ends Derek Bender's night with a punch-out. Two gone, and now the Mighty Muscles' hopes rest on the bat of Hadeem Jow. 8-1 the lead for Clearwater. They have 8 more hits than their Mighty Muscles counterparts. And there are 2 outs for Jow, who is 0-2 since his leadoff double in the second. He has 4 hits in the series so far for Fort Myers. First pitch, a slider just missing inside. It's a 1-0 count to Jow. First Senegalese player drafted when the Twins took him in the third round of the 2024 MLB draft. 1-0 count, now the pitch. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball, and the count evens at 1-1. One ball, one strike, 2 outs here in the bottom ninth. Avila deals. Fastball up and in, now it's 2-1. So now the line is complete for Ben Etheridge. He won't get a decision as he went an inning and 2/3. Breaking ball inside. Now it's 3-1. Inning and 2/3 for Etheridge. 6 hits, 4 runs, but 2 earned. 1 walk, no strikeouts before Maddox Houghton walked 1 in an inning and 3rd. And the 3-1 catches the zone. Now the count fills up at 3-2. Payoff pitch. Avila trying to end the game. Fastball hit on the ground or short. This should do it. Picked up by Caba. Flipped to first base. Pulled Shoji Naga off the bag. And the errant throw keeps this game going in the bottom of the ninth inning. And Starlin Caba showing frustration over at shortstop. Had to get the throw in quickly as Jow was hustling down that first baseline. So the error keeps the inning going. First of the game for the Threshers as Luis Avila now working with a man aboard and Jaime Ferrer up at the plate. He connects on the first pitch, lined out to second base as Brady Day makes a leaping catch and an abrupt end to the ninth after an error continued the frame. But the Clearwater Threshers take a much-needed victory, 8-1, in their biggest win of the second half since the 7-home-run game on July 4th against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Luis Avila will not get a save as the Threshers won by 7 runs. Avila with 1 strikeout in the final inning. Reese Dutton will get the win, his first in his first career start. The loss will go to Charlie Soto, who allowed 3 runs and walked 6 batters. The Threshers were walked 11 times today, and they managed 11 hits off of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. So a great exercise in both patience and power from the Clearwater Threshers, as they take an 8-1 win over Fort Myers to even up the series on this Wednesday night. We'll give you a recap of tonight's contest here on the Threshers Broadcast Network before we send you home for the evening after the big-time Threshers victory. The game was scoreless until the top of the third inning, which began with 2 strikeouts before John Spikerman drew a walk on 4 pitches. Carson DeMartini followed with a walk, and Carter Matheson was hit by a pitch from Muscles reliever Charlie Soto to load the bases. With a full count on him, Caden Hediger cleared the bases with a single. Only 2 runs scored, however, as Hediger was thrown out trying to stretch his RBI single into a double, leaving the Threshers with a 2-run lead after the top of the third. Matheson started the fifth with a 1-out walk and stole second base. Then with 2 outs in the inning, Cody Shoji Naga punched a 0-1 pitch into right field, allowing Matheson to score from second to make it 3-0 Threshers. Dante Norrie and Eduardo Tait led off the sixth with back-to-back walks on Mighty Muscles reliever Jack Noble, with Norrie stealing second and advancing to third on a wild pitch during Tait's at-bat. Spikerman hit a ground ball to second that was stopped on a diving effort. Fort Myers got the force out at second, but Norrie scored from third to inflate the Threshers' lead to 4 runs. 3 wild pitches in the bottom of the seventh inning allowed Fort Myers to score their first run, cutting the deficit to 3. After 2 outs in the top of the eighth, the Threshers began a rally with a 2-out double by Tait. Spikerman singled him home to stretch the Threshers' lead back to 4 runs at 5-1. Matheson led off the ninth with another walk and stole second off of Mighty Muscles reliever Ben Etheridge. He tagged to third on a flyout and scored on a sacrifice fly from Brady Day that extended the Threshers' lead to 5 runs. Shoji Naga reached on an error by Kyle DeBarge with 2 outs in the inning and moved to third on a single by Starlin Kaba. Norrie drove in Shoji Naga with a 2-out knock, and then Tait drove in Kaba with a single, with an error moving him up to second, and the Threshers finishing the ninth 8-1. Mighty Muscles got 1 man on an error in the bottom of the ninth inning, but Luis Avila ended the ball game for the Threshers as Jaime Ferrer lined out to second and finished the ball game in an 8-1 win for Clearwater. Spectacular work from the Threshers. 1 run allowed. Got 3 shutout innings from Sam Highfill and Reese Dutton, as Dutton struck out 2 in 3 shutout frames. No walks in his career debut. Great job by the undrafted free agent to make his name known with the Clearwater Threshers. We may see Dutton move to the starting rotation as the season progresses. But that is going to do it for tonight's game. A triumphant victory for the Clearwater Threshers as they take their first of this road series against the second half leading Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. A little bit of a blow to the Mighty Muscles as they are in the midst of a playoff race, the Threshers playing spoiler. Lakeland did clip a game from them, so Fort Myers' lead in the postseason race now 3 games instead of 4 as it was at the start of the night, but the Mighty Muscles will face the Lakeland Flying Tigers next week in a series that will likely decide who the Threshers play in the first round of the postseason. Don't forget that you can already get postseason tickets for Threshers baseball, beginning with Game 2 on September the 12th. It'll be a Taps and Tacos night and a Little Angler's night. So if you're a Little Angler, get over to Bay Care Ballpark, or tell your parents to bring you over to Bay Care Ballpark for the final Little Angler's night of the 2024 season. And you can also get some delicious tacos at Moe's with drink deals throughout the ballpark on September 12th. Get those tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com, as we need all the support from the best fans in baseball as the Clearwater Threshers make a playoff push for the second straight season. For tonight's game, though, that is all. Threshers with an 8-1 victory, Dutton with the win, Soto with the loss. Until tomorrow, my name is Josh Sperber, and on behalf of everyone here on the Threshers Broadcast Network, I want to thank you for tuning in to tonight's game. We hope to see you tomorrow, but until then, thanks for listening and enjoy your Wednesday night.